All right, I want to take this time to talk about the film North Hollywood, starring Vince Vaughn as Oliver, the dad of the main character in the film, Michael, played by Ryder McLaughlin. This was a coming-of-age story about Michael, who wanted to be a pro skater and was not letting his childhood dream go. The trials and tribulations that are involved therein and growing up, your last year of high school, deciding whether or not you're going to go to college and falling in love with a girl, all the intricacies between your relationships, how that blends in with your relationships with your best friends who are also skaters, but don't share that same dream of being a pro skater. The film reminded me of the film that came out a while back called Mid-90s, which was sort of a coming of age, but the kids in that one were a little younger, and they were also kind of skaters and did those types of things. So it did remind me a lot of that type of movie. I really enjoyed North Hollywood. I thought it was very well acted. The kids in the film did their own skateboarding stunts. There were times in the film it just felt real. It felt like it was almost real. Vince Vaughn was really funny as the dad. He had really good points on some of the issues that he brought up with his kid, Michael, who wants to be the pro skater. The boy had his best friends, and there was some issues in between as he got a girlfriend that wasn't really as responsive to them and would lie to them about things, where he was going and if he could hang out with them and why he couldn't in certain situations. And that led to some emotional points. So one of the emotional points in the film was when they had kind of broken up as best friends with him and I'm not sure what his name is, but his best friend who was black. They had a really strong relationship. It was something that I wish I had growing up, was the freedom to be able to say the stuff that they would say to each other. Like, they told each other how they loved each other and they would hug and they were really expressive in their emotions. And I don't even know if I could do that today, even though I do care about people that strongly. It's hard to come out and say, I love you, man, and don't ever go away, I miss you, and hug someone like that. That led to one of the emotional points when they kind of made up and they told each other they loved each other and they hugged. And then the other emotional point was at the end of the film, similar type of situation, of course, but it was between Michael and his dad, Oliver, played by Vince Vaughn. His dad just told him, look, I don't care what you do with your life, son. I'm always going to be your father. He's like, I love you. And then they hug each other. And so that was kind of an emotional point. That was, of course, near the end of the film. Spoilers, as the film ends, it kind of ends with him skating away and the summer wide open. Who knows? He was going to go pursue his dream with his pro skater friends. Life goes on type of thing. The credits rolled. In the end, we never get to find out, did he become a successful pro skater, or did he go to college, or did he do something else with his life? And I was thinking about, wow, almost needs a part two to find out the answers to all those things. But reality is, this movie doesn't need a part two. So hopefully they don't do that. It ended where it needed to end. I thought it was very good. It was touching at points. It was really interesting. I can't recommend it enough. I give it 5 stars. I wanted to speak to the relationship between Ryder and Rachel, his love interest in the film. Rachel's part was played by Miranda Cosgrove, who you might know her from iCarly TV show. In my opinion, as opposed to Words on Bathroom Walls, the relationship they had, I felt there was a lot more chemistry. In this movie, I didn't see that chemistry, and I thought the relationship was, frankly, unlikely, especially since Ryder's character was so undecided on what he really wanted to do with his life. He wanted to be a pro skater, but was he really good enough to do that? Did he have a plan B? More than that, to be in a relationship with someone like her, she came from money in the film. She had a little bit of money, or at least her family did, and he had nothing. Not that relationships are based on money, but most women like to be treated a certain way. I thought that was a stretch. I want to end this movie review with a childhood anecdote, which is stretching back to 1982, when I had the opportunity to go to the movies with my cousin, Kelly. She's about my age. The movies at the time, at least the ones that were playing, I remember it boiled down to 2 choices. It was Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Rambo. Which movie do you think I went to go see? So we went to the movies and she went and saw Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I went and saw Rambo First Blood Part 1. It was probably the best coming of age film that any teenager could ever have. I really enjoyed Rambo, so I thought it was awesome. At the time, I never really went and saw Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I never got to see it until I was an adult. And it was also a classic coming of age film. Of course, you can't classify Rambo as coming of age, but Fast Times at Ridgemont High definitely was a coming of age film that unfortunately I didn't have the privilege of seeing when I was coming of age myself. That's my coming of age story. So thanks for listening.